Hometown Radio for you and yours. The one and only one. 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
My name is Steve Mayo of the Lou Feliciano Steve Mayo Show here on WVOX. Hey, Lou.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Just fine, despite this oppressive heat. I know it's hard. It is summer, but it seems to be an extra dollop of heat today and lately. So what do you do about it, right? Mark Twain said everybody complains about the weather. Nobody does anything about it.
Yeah.
Well, if you believe our Democrat friends, God bless them, we have to get out of our cars. Okay, I think that's worth considering. What do you want me to drive? An overpriced electric car that most people in the world cannot afford? A shrinking, tiny minority of people in the world can afford the batteries or the cars, never mind whether they're available, never mind whether they can get the electric power. There are parts of the world, Asia and Africa, Lou, you know, that don't have regular electric power or a grid.
How about these lithium batteries that blow up all the time?
Oh, yeah.
That's another thing.
Another thing to worry about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Little Sonny's taking the car out for a spin. You got to worry about a cataclysmic electronic event. Very worrying. But in any case, we're on an upbeat mood here because we always try to be. This is WVOX 1460 AM, your local community resource covering all matters of interest and concern, feature stories, all sorts of interesting programming and news and commentary, which Lou and I like to practice here every week. We welcome your calls, 914-636-0110. There is still more than questions, criticism and upset in the New Rochelle community over the police shooting of Gerald Garris. We'll get into that soon. But I have to tell you, my upset is that, and of course many other things, but I am concerned about the leadership of this country. And I'll tell you, Lou, we all know Donald Trump was no bargain. He had a lot of cost. He had a lot of burden. It's hard to defend him, but I'll tell you, I felt like our country was on a certain course with him in charge, foreign policy-wise, and hands down. Foreign policy, I think you can have a debate about it, because who knows what's going around in the world at any one time. But on economics, we were in much better shape. Don't give me these phony baloney employment figures. We know some of those employments are resumptions of people taking their old jobs. And a lot of it is simply people not looking for work anymore, Lou.
I agree. You know, another thing is I look at this election coming up, presidential election, and there's nobody on both sides of the aisle that has a better foreign policy than Donald Trump. Does Donald Trump have baggage? Steve was 100% right. A lot of baggage. But he has the greatest foreign policy. I feel more safer with him being president than anybody else that's out there.
Absolutely. It's a certain confidence you had. I agree with you. A certain calm. And believe me, he's a tumultuous guy. There's always a surprise with him. But at the end of the day, you do feel you have someone in charge of this ship of state. And Lou, I was just thinking about this the other day. He said something about Putin some years ago.
Yes.
He's his friend or he's a good guy. You know, a bunch of sales baloney. Putin's not a good guy. He's a tyrant. But we also know he has to be dealt with because it's not in our power to overthrow him whether we want to or not. And there are a heck of a lot of bad leaders in the world. But I was thinking they were making fun of Trump in this quotation I was reading or hearing about. And I said to myself, you know what? That's what a businessman does. Businessmen and women make deals. They talk to people. They talk to customers. They talk to strangers. They talk to their competitors. It's all angling to make a deal. He wrote a book, The Art of the Deal.
Yes.
That's what he's made of. And I'm not sure that's the worst resume to have when you're dealing with the dangerous places in the world today. That's the nature of diplomacy. Selling, bargaining. So sometimes you say things that seem out of turn or wrong or ill thought out, but sometimes you come up with really good solutions. I think that's what Trump did. And Biden, in not one day in his life did he have those type of diplomatic skills.
Good point, Steve. I just look at it this way. President Trump and Putin have an agreement. They have an agreement together or whatever. And I don't see that with Biden. And I don't see there's no respect. I don't think Putin shows any respect to Biden. He looks at the man as a feeble old man who's probably senile and whatever. And that's it. With Trump, he knows there's competition there. And I think that's a big thing. And this is not us talking about. The world stage is talking about this. All Europe and the rest of the world.
Absolutely. And Biden may be right on some of his moral judgments. I don't have any quarrel. Putin has big issues. He's a tyrant. He's an invader. We know that. He's a bully. We know that. Most of the leaders I know in the world, Lou, are bullies.
Yes.
A lot of local political leaders are bullies. It's in the game. Trump, too. But I will tell you, Biden will deal with Putin if he has to. But Putin, I think, is always upset or distrustful. He can't deal with this guy because he may be talking to me, Biden, but he hates me because he believes and reads all those editorials, and he's like the rest of the world intelligentsia. He hates me. I don't think he thinks that way about Trump. Trump has a point to make. He's a deal maker. He's an antagonist. Maybe he's the enemy. Maybe he's a friend. I don't care what he is. But Putin and Trump get along because both of them want to make a deal. And I would say Trump will do the same thing with Xi in China or any leader. They're not nice guys or gals. They're leaders of hundreds of millions, billions of people. We have to deal with them, and better to get used to dealing on even respectful terms, whether you are transparent, whether you're a phony baloney or not.
Steve, before we get to the calls, I want to put a question to you. I do not think if Xi decides to attack Taiwan, we're not going to get Cambodia, Vietnam, Laos. You're not going to get these countries. The economy is booming. Textile industry right. is booming in these countries now.
Yes.
They're not going to give up the freedom and war-torn zones like it was years ago. Yeah. So, you know, this whole China thing is something to think about,
it's
everybody.
Very worrisome. And we also know China's opening factories in some of these places. The Chinese are smart. They're ahead of us.
Of course.
Exploiting their abilities and knowing their labor costs up, their intelligentsia upset, restive. They're smart. They're looking around. And we're sticking around here with our thumbs in our mouths on a national leadership basis. That's my opinion. This is the Lou and Steve Show here on WVOX. We're up to our first break. Please keep your dial tuned. We'll get to our first pause right after this.
VOX. The most fun in the morning. Good morning, Westchester, with Dennis and Tommy. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9, right here on 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
This is the Steve and Lou Show. Steve Mayo, Lou Feliciano. We're on WVRX Mondays at 5:30 p.m. And you can see us. I should say you probably can see us, but you can certainly listen to us not only on over these golden airwaves, but also on the web, www.wvox.com. Anywhere there is web internet service. And I'll tell you about our website later. But let's go to our phone calls. Phone calling number is 914-636-0110. Let's get to Vince. Hi, Vince.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Just fine. What's going on?
Well, trying to stay cool like everybody else, but a couple of things to think about on the large level. You know, I'm getting a little tired hearing the Democrats constantly say how Donald Trump was a threat to American democracy.
I've heard that.
When in actuality, if you look at what Biden and his administration has been doing, they are the threat to American democracy. Whether it's the massive snooping on Americans, 3,400,000 FBI searches on Americans in 1 year under this guy Ray from the FBI, a court found 1 million of those searches were inappropriate. What does that mean? You have a judge in Louisiana issue a decision saying the Biden administration has enacted a policy of snooping on Americans and censorship unseen in American history.
Vince, and let me just add to your point. It's a valid point. I'm waiting for the comparisons with the Nixon administration. Remember those?
Yes.
That was small potatoes.
Yeah. COINTELPRO. I'm not even talking about Watergate. I'm talking about COINTELPRO and all these other names.
Look, Nixon and his plumbers and, right. and all of that. You know, I actually went to the Watergate hearings as a young guy, but that's another story.
You're the guy to follow to meetings. If you can endure a Nurischel school board meeting, Vince, you can take a Watergate.
Watergate would be a breeze.
It's beans, man. Good work, Vince. I'm proud of you. But I got to tell you, I'm waiting for those comparisons, and I think you're absolutely right. They're whitewashing. This is, not only is it an infringement of our rights, but it's also, they call it a threat to free speech. It's threatening, don't you think, Lou? It's shocking.
I think it's crazy.
Well, the thing is this, guys. And, you know, I know you have other callers.
Yes, we do.
But many people, they don't want to look at the history. They don't want to really look at what's in front of their face. The rise of a dictatorship, whether it's fascism in Germany and Italy, whether it's communism in Russia, is all predicated on the premise of controlling society and speech and freedom. Right now in America, we have the FBI snooping on parents at school board meetings. We have all manner of media linking with the government, which is what fascism is about, by the way.
Yes.
Controlling the only difference between fascism and communism, they're both dictatorships.
Right.
Communism seeks to take over the means of production and control everything.
Right.
Fascism, in business, you can stay in business as long as we work hand in hand.
You make a deal.
To control society.
Right, yeah, and our democracy.
And that's what we've got.
And Vince, and I would say our democracy and most of them, the good ones around the world, have a tension between the media, newspapers, internet sources, and radio and television that doesn't exist here anymore because they're in cahoots, they're in cooperation. Yes. If you have the right views, that's very scary.
Well, this is my opinion, Vince. You know, this is my opinion with this whole Democratic thing. Once you can control the family, and once you can control the churches, the synagogues, then they can control the people. And so they take away the family structure and the religious structure from a household. That's exactly what they're doing right now.
Yep.
Exactly what they're doing.
And people
want to blame Trump.
Yeah.
But the Abraham Accord, Steve, and you know just as well as I, one of the greatest treaties ever signed.
Never mentioned.
Any of this. Right. Never mentioned.
Well, it's a real shame it's this way. And, you know, I'll just make one last point. I know
you
have
other
points.
Thank you.
I asked the superintendent of schools to give me information that if my child in school wanted to transition from a boy to a girl or wanted to have their name changed, they sent me the state regulations. Do you know right now in Democratic-controlled New York State, if your child in school says to the school, I don't want to be called Bob anymore, I want to be called Susan.
Yeah.
Do you know, according to state regulations, the school can do that, tell the teachers and everybody else, call this kid Susan from now on, but when you talk to the parents, don't tell them, use the original name. Do you know that's what's going on right now
throughout
New York State?
Not discussed. And I'll tell you, Vince, and you may not want to raise it at a school board meeting because that may bring, what's it called, perdition and all sorts of national law enforcement, not local police. They got enough of their own issues, but the FBI may come down on you. We know it. We've heard it. We've even heard the policy read at the school board meetings. Vince, thanks for the call. Very important point.
Thank you, Vince.
Let's get to our next caller, Chris.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, Chris.
Cheech and Chong, Vince and Chris.
Yeah, right. Just a couple of things, all right? I heard you talking about Putin. Remember that Trump called him a genius, if you remember. Okay?
Well, hold on. Wait a second.
Yes.
He might be a genius. He could be an evil genius.
Yes.
He's been in power a long time. Bibi Netanyahu, I think, is a genius.
Right.
Lou, I think we agree.
Yeah, we always agree on that.
And he's a good one. Go ahead. Sorry, Chris.
Yeah, anyway, the point I think you were making, and I somewhat agree, that democracies do have a difficult time in dealing with autocracies, okay? When you have autocracies, okay, they don't have to go, they're not accountable to anything, okay?
Yes.
And they could make decisions based on, you know, whatever they're like Putin does, whereas in a democracy, okay, there's a lot of, you know, checks and balances and everything that a leader has to go through. So there is some advantage, okay, I guess, to autocrats over Democrats.
Yep.
Democracy, you know.
That's well put, I think.
Yeah. So, and I just heard on the news that Trump was saying that he would increase the powers of the presidency, okay, in multiple ways, okay? So... Yes. You know, that's, I understand the circumstances of Biden and his abnormalities, but I put his abnormalities in, to some extent, in the normalcy of democracy. Whereas, as far as Donald Trump is concerned, I don't consider him to be within normalcy of democracy. Okay?
Okay.
It's just, you know, I mean.
I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. But let me just make one point. I recognize your point. Let's face it, all presidents expand their powers, right? Executive orders, we know that. Those are quasi-legal, quasi-democratic actions. I don't mean Democrat, Republican, right? Every president wants to do what he or someday she wants, right? So it's not just Trump, it's Biden, it's Clinton, Obama, and the Bushes. But your point is valid.
Yeah, okay. Well, he wants to officially expand the power of the presidency.
Well, he'll have to go through the amendment process, I think.
But I want to just mention, I want to thank the FBI for solving or bringing this serial killer to justice.
I agree with that.
Okay, and our law enforcement.
What a story.
Okay, and then also returning, you heard about that person that was kidnapped and held in Mexico?
Yes. Incredible story.
You know, so this attack on our law enforcement, attack on our military is all an attack on our democracy. Okay, I put it, I guess you heard the hearings, okay, with Chris Ray and everything.
Yeah, I think Ray deserves some dry cleaning and laundering. But your point is valid, too. There's a cadre of professionalism there that's not even in question. And I support law enforcement like you do, Chris, local and our federal.
Yeah, it is. You know, law enforcement is a very difficult concept in our democracy. Okay,
valid
point. It's an effort. It's an aspiration. Okay, obviously, and I'm not saying that it doesn't need to be controlled,
Chris.
Okay,
but, valid point.
You know,
it needs restraint, but we also have to appreciate the good job they've done. We're coming up to a hard break, so. Chris, thanks for the call.
Thank you, Chris. Good
and
call.
Other callers, please call in.
Very good call.
636-0110. Joanne, please call back. We like you. Please call again, and we'll get your call in very easily. This is Lou and Steve on WVOX, Mondays at 5:30. Keep your dial where it is, please.